Test 67, Section 2, Question 19. Now, here we're looking for parallel reasoning, so we always want to start with the conclusion trick. And the conclusion is just the last sentence. It must have been funded by private corporations. So then we just look for things that are similar. A says it must therefore be paternalistic. B says so it must protect civil liberties. C says the purpose must not be to protect the environment. That's a negative statement, so maybe we get rid of that one. So it must be a legal restriction. That's pretty good. And then so it must have been intended to protect them from civil harm. Yeah, those are all pretty good. So really just C. So now we have to go the long way and look at each of these answer choices as compared with the original passage. So it says, in 1996, all research projects were funded either by the government or private. So everything was one of the two. Gilman, a research such project, was not funded by the government, but was 1996. So it wasn't the private or the government. So therefore, it must be private corporations. This is basically A or B, not A, therefore B. So we're going to look for one that matches that. A says, legal restrictions have a variety of aims. Some are designed to be paternalistic. This isn't going to work because we need something that says all of them are one of these. Legal restrictions, such as Ordinance 304, are either paternalistic or protect civil liberties. 304 is not paternalistic, so it must protect civil liberties. That would be what we're looking for. So I really like that. I would just pick B, but let's just double check the others. D, legal restrictions are either paternalistic or civil liberties. All ordinances in 1993 are paternalistic. Since 304 was 93, it must be a legal restriction. The problem is that never eliminates anything. So then 304 should be exercised only in order to do this. No, that's not giving an A or B. So answer choice B is going to be our correct response there.